And it's been a week now since Minnesota police officer Geronimo Yanez was acquitted in the shooting death of 32-year-old Philando Castile after a traffic stop in July of last year. You all remember the aftermath of the shooting was live-streamed on Facebook by Castile's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, who was sitting in the passenger seat, her toddler daughter in the back seat. Even the governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, asked, would this have happened if Castile and his passengers were white? Last Tuesday, 4 days after last Friday's verdict, investigators released a dashboard video from the officer's squad car, the first time it's been shown outside the courtroom. It's very difficult to watch. It shows Officer Yanez approaching Castile's car, politely telling him his brake lights are out, calmly asking for his license and insurance. Castile passes what appears to be an insurance paper. We're going to play what happens next, and a warning, this is difficult for some unbearable to listen to. Castile begins, quietly and calmly telling the officer he has a gun.
Sir, I have to tell you, I do have a firearm on me.
Don't reach for it, then. Don't pull it out.
Don't pull it out.
In the trial, Officer Yanez said he feared for his life, thinking that Philando Castile was reaching for the gun. His girlfriend testified he was reaching for his wallet for the identification he'd been asked for. John Thompson worked with Philando Castile. Philando was a popular lunchroom worker. John, a mechanic who worked on Philando's lunchroom equipment in St. Paul's Public Schools. And John joins us now, and I'm imagining that this shooting has been difficult to watch.
Yeah, I saw Philando on the 4th of July, and then I saw him on Facebook Live on the 6th of July, and I didn't know it was him. I mean, I'm getting ready for work in the morning, and then I see his name across the screen of the television, and then I see the images that Diamond, because I didn't even pay attention to whose Facebook feed it was. I just saw it, and it was like numbing to me, but when I saw his name, I screamed, oh, my God, that's Phil. Oh, wow.
So you saw the Facebook live streaming first from Diamond Reynolds that we all saw, and then you had to see that dashboard video that we just played a little bit of. And I understand you saw that in the courtroom sitting with Philando's mother.
You can't show...
Oh.
You can't show emotion in the courtroom. Oh, wow. You can't show emotion in the courtroom, so I had to sit and watch it. I tried to hurry up and go to the family room, and they wouldn't open the door fast enough, man. So
obvious that was horrible in the courtroom because you couldn't express the emotion that you just did, which is understandable. Look, a couple questions. Philando had a permit to carry that gun. He's required to tell an officer he has it. Many people thought he did tell him he had the permit. But as we just heard on that tape, he only was able to get out that he had the gun. You know, Officer Yanez's lawyer, Earl Gray, says that was key to the case. He told the Twin Cities Pioneer Press that, you know, without that video, people wouldn't have known that Castile didn't say he had a permit. How do you feel about that? That just the idea that a lot of people thought, why didn't, you know, he say he had a permit for it? But others have said, well, why would you tell someone you have a gun if you're going to shoot them? I mean... You know,
what type of man says, officer, I must warn you, I have a firearm. I'm warning you before I kill you. Like, what type of man does that?
Yeah. Officer Yanez was fired just after he was acquitted. His supporters had a page to raise money for his family. He's not working right now. That page was taken down because of complaints. His family says they're praying for Philando Castile's family. Do you have any sympathy for an officer? I mean... It seems to me that both innocent gun owners and officers are put in an impossible situation. If you're required to tell an officer you have a gun, then the officer is immediately nervous about the gun. I mean, do you have any sympathy that it felt like such an impossible situation?
No. I definitely don't have any sympathy for a scared police officer because you can't be a scared Marine. You can't be a scared U.S. serviceman. And you actually asked to be an officer. You swore under oath that you would uphold the law. So, no.
Look, who did we lose in Philando Castile?
Man, I'm glad you got to that question. Mm-hmm. Listen, on the 4th of July, I saw Philando. I'm actually, you know, happy. I'm actually, it's the 4th of July, so I'm trying to crash somebody's barbecue. And I see Philando, and I'm like, you know what? I haven't seen him because it's summer. What you doing this summer when I'm working at Chelsea Heights? Man, what the heck are you doing working? You know, in the position that Philando has with the district, mm-hmm. they get the summer off with pay. So I'm thinking, what the heck are you doing? And the type of person that Philando is, he said to me, man, I love the kids. I'm just in conversation with my friend, and I'm having no idea that this is the last conversation I would ever have.
Well, it's so telling that, you know, he was talking about wanting to be with the kids still. I'm reading an article in the Huffington Post about, you know, the kids at this school. It's titled, The 395 Kids Philando Castile Left Behind. Everybody loved Mr. Phil, as they called him. And one woman tells of her grade school daughter at the Montessori Magnet School, telling her that she, I guess Philando Castile used to high-five all the kids as they came into the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. And the daughter was doing imaginary high-fives in the air, mm-hmm. hoping that Mr. Phil would come back.
You know what I said to Phil? I said, Phil, man, get out of here, man. Those kids, man, they give us hell. So get out of here with that I love the kids mess. And he said, JT, man, I love everybody. And I went on with my day, and we celebrated. Mm-hmm. I didn't think those would be the last words that I would ever hear Philando say to me, was I love everybody. He said, I love everybody. He meant it. He meant he loved everybody. Everybody. For him to take my friend from me like that, he loved everybody. You know, he used to go in his pockets, and kids couldn't afford lunch, and he would pay for their lunch out of his own pocket. And that was against school policy. Man, you know how many kids can't afford lunch right now? They miss Mr. Phil at that school. They miss him. I miss my friend. They let this officer get off with murder. Like, he murdered my friend. And they dragged him out of his car like a dog. And we get nothing. Man, if I'm messing up your interview, I'm sorry, but I miss my friend. So.
John Thompson.
I've actually found out that in the midst of all of this stuff, that a lot of times I've been like an advocate for change here in Minnesota. So a lot of times I go to these legislative hearings, I go to these city council meetings, I go to these listening sessions, and I was just trying to find out, like, who the hell is responsible for letting things like this happen. So I've told them from this point on, like, I'll cry, I'll be sad, but from this point on, I'll be a regular fixture there. I've started the Fight for Justice LLC. We were part of the Philando Castile Relief Foundation. So we'll be there at the Capitol lobbying for allies to help us fight these bills and these laws that help officers use the catchphrase, I'm in fear for my life. But I know that we can't allow this to keep happening because, I mean, this can't be the narrative for African-American men this summer. What they showed me this summer, I mean, just a few weeks, last week, what they showed me, that it's okay to shoot an African-American man as long as you have that catchphrase, I'm in fear for my life, you will get off. That's what they showed me. So I'm going to fight. And from here on, like, I'll cry, I'll be sad. But from this point on, for the rest of my life, I've dedicated my life to fighting for Philando. Like, I speak Philando, I eat Philando, I breathe Philando out of my breath. From this point on, you will not, on my watch, there will never be another Philando here in Minnesota.
That's John Thompson, a friend of the late Philando Castile. They worked together in the St. Paul public school system. John, thank you.
Thank you.
So, there's a lot of pain in the Twin Cities. Pride Parade officials have asked the first openly lesbian police chief of Minneapolis to minimize police participation in this Sunday's parade because of the Castile verdict. And we'll be reaching out to supporters of the local police who say they've had to remove stickers supporting law enforcement because of taunts.